Now, a post-mortem examination is due to be carried out on the body of a 75-year-old woman who was found dead in what Gardaí have said were unexplained circumstances in Killarney yesterday. She's been named locally as Miriam Burns. She was found at her home in Ardchinavouli estate in Killarney with unexplained injuries. Neighbours alerted emergency services after they called to the house on foot of a request from a family member abroad who could not contact Miss Burns. And with me in the line to talk about this, we have got independent Killarney councillor Niall Boty O'Callaghan. Niall, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us on what's a very sad morning for Killarney.
Yeah, a very sombre morning for Killarney, and I'd like to extend my deepest condolences to Miriam's family. There's a huge extended family in Killarney, and they're fabulous people, and all our thoughts and prayers from the people of Killarney go out to their family today.
Ardchinavouli is a very well-known estate in Killarney, a very quiet estate, Niall. When did news first come through to you that something had happened yesterday?
I was just getting a text from friends around 4 or 5 o'clock yesterday. But again, not presuming anything either in relation to what's going to happen down the road. But, you know, it's just a fabulous estate. Ardchinavouli is just a beautiful estate. A great place to grow up, and when I was a young fella, I used to go up there playing soccer and basketball with all the fellas that would be friends of mine in that estate. So it's very sad for the people living in Ardchinavouli, which is an amazing place to live, and very sad for the family.
Yeah, it certainly is. Now, I know the area where she was found is sealed off, and full examinations are carrying out and are being carried out in relation to that. And Gardaí, you know, obviously we'll hear more from them later on today. But this is a big shock to the area. But I know that the wider Ardchinavouli and Killarney community will rally around the family at this time, Niall.
Oh yeah, I mean, the family are so well respected and such a lovely family in the town. And, you know, you hear a lot of places, you know, they're old stock. They are. They're genuine old stock in Killarney and so well respected and so loved by the community. And they put so much into the community as well. So it's affected every part of Killarney life and Killarney people, because they've been such a great family in this town for years. And Miriam, you'd miss Miriam now when she, you know, cycles up and down the street. If you're standing outside the Falls or anywhere on College Street, you're guaranteed to see Miriam on her bike at least once or twice a day. Yeah. And she's always, you know, just a fabulous looking lady, and always, you know, had a smile and a salute, and love cycling her bike, and love coming into town, and love talking to people, and she'd talk to anyone, and she'd talk all day, and you know, you'd miss her for that.
A very elegant lady.
Yeah, oh, very elegant lady, and you know, it's a very sad time for her family, and all I can say is deeply saddened by it.
Yeah, no, listen, we're going to leave it there, but thanks a million for giving us your initial reaction this morning. That's independent councillor Niall Boty O'Callaghan, who knew Miriam Burns in Killarney, living since the 1970s in Ardchinavouli, devoted to her family. It's been reported that she's originally from Milltown, but Killarney for decades, as we have said, and will be missed. That's for sure. Returning to our opening story of the programme, Gardaí are treating it suspicious the death of a pensioner found in her Killarney home. The discovery was made in Ardchinavouli yesterday. The mother of four, named locally as Miriam Burns, was pronounced dead at the scene. Gardaí and paramedics attended the scene at Ardchinavouli Housing Estate in Killarney after alarm was raised around lunchtime yesterday. With me on the line is Councillor Donal Grady, who is, of course, a Killarney councillor, independent councillor, and lives in Ardchinavouli. Donal, good morning to you, and thanks very much for joining me in the programme this morning. It's a very, very sad morning for the estate and the town.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning, listeners. It is a very, very sad, you know, it's a very sad town, you know, this morning, you know, to think that that one of our most popular babies in Killarney, it just happened, unfortunately, she died, she's dead, and she's gone, and she would be dearly missed by certainly her family, her four children, and also her siblings. You know, they all live around Killarney.
She was a real community person, Donal.
She was very much a community person. She was the lady who cycled around with a smile on her face every day, always stopped for a chat. We always chatted, and she was well-liked, family, very well-liked. We just can't understand what's after happening out there. It's a total shock. There's a gloom right over the Killarney and beyond, because Miriam was a lovely lady. She would stop, chat, and you know she was full of fun. She was unreal. It's unreal to think that she's gone. You know, absolutely. She was everyone's friend.
Yeah. It's hard to understand, really, don't I? I know that, look, there's a wider community there. I know she's siblings living in Arch-en-Avilly since the 1970s, I think.
She's living in, since 1974, roughly. I moved in there in 72. I was the first, myself and Pat Brian, but the first to move into Arch-en. She came in with the next lot of houses coming in. I think they were already in 73 or 74. She's there since then, and she's there living with her family. And she was a lovely person. She was, you know, she's going to be sorely, sorely missed. You know, so she is.
Yeah, I know, but the community will rally around her children and her siblings as well, Donal.
They will, absolutely will. You know, of course they will. You know, she was. They were a very likable family. Every one of them. You know, her siblings, her children, the whole lot across the board. And we certainly, we will miss her, you know. We'll miss her, you know, in Killarney. We'll miss her in Arch-en-Avilly. And it's unfortunate. It's tragic what's after happening. Tragic isn't even strong enough. She certainly will be sadly.
Yeah, she really will. I know that there will be, obviously, we'll hear what the situation is with regards to what the Gardaí do later on today, and those investigations continuing, the post-mortem and continuing, we'll deal with that when it comes to it. But what would you say that made her particularly likeable and so well-regarded, Donal, finally?
Because she always had a smile on her face. She always had, she had a good word to say about everyone. You know, she wasn't the one to go down or to go around, you know, with her head hung down. She always looked on the bright side. And, you know, that's the type of a person she was. You know, she was looking on the bright side the whole time. And then she was just a lovely person. Whenever you meet, she'd stop. You might be in a hurry, she'd stop, and you might be talking to her for 5 minutes, then she'd up on her bike and cycle off again. She was a fit woman for a woman that was supposed to be 75. She looked 50. And yeah. She was a beautiful looking woman as well, you know, absolutely. And, yeah. You know, but just hard to believe that she's gone.
Yeah.
She had a lot of friends in Killarney. A lot of friends.
Yeah. You know? So, she'll be missed by all.
She will be missed by all. It's condolences look to her family, her friends, and to everyone in Killarney. I'm sure everyone in Killarney was her friend. She was everyone's friend. It's a very sad day for Killarney.
Yeah, it certainly is. Donal, look, thanks for giving us the time this morning. Really appreciate it. That's Donal Grady there, was on the line, independent councillor, and Arch-en-Avilly, talking about that sense of gloom and sense of shock that is around the place.